Hello, I'm Phil Svitek, 360 Creative Coach. And over the past decade or so, there's been an increase in awareness around sleep and the importance of sleep and how to get that quality sleep. And I think this is very important, right? Because sleep just has so many benefits to our lives. It is, you know, we are supposed to spend one third, or eventually we'll spend one third of our lives sleeping. And you could look at it as wasted time, but in fact, you know, sleep is very much needed for your body to function at its most optimal, right? Including your brain and your cognitive thinking and so forth, right? And so today I want to talk about kind of something that can help you sleep even better, right? And that is to sleep naked. Yes, I said it, right? To sleep naked. Or if you're not as comfortable, then get rid of as many layers as possible. Now, the reason for this is because it'll help you sleep faster. It'll help you fall asleep faster. And the reason for this is because our bodies, when they kind of cool down, they especially at nighttime, the body will kind of be like, oh, okay, you're signaling that it's time to sleep. And so that's, it'll kind of recognize those patterns and be like, I should go to sleep. And, you know, this is, you know, you can kind of look at it as a tie-in, you know, during the day when there's sunlight, obviously it's brighter, but it's also warmer. And at night it's dark, you know, so that sends a signal, but then also, yeah, okay, it's cooled down. So, okay, time to sleep, right? And in general, our bodies sleep better in cold, right? So, you know, optimal room temperature is 68 degrees. So in that sense, you know, if you can sleep in a cool room of that temperature, it helps, right? And taking off layers certainly is a part of that. And in so doing, that'll help increase the quality of your sleep, because, you know, when your body is hot and so forth, it's kind of working to try to keep you cool versus doing its, let's say, maintenance tasks of everything else, right? The other aspect of it is it keeps your skin healthier. It allows it to just kind of, you know, I'm no scientist, but and it's, in that sense, it's tough for me to kind of fully explain, but, you know, I have linked to an article where I am pulling a lot of this information and has the various studies also linked to it that that back up these various things. But yeah, you know, it helps. It just allows your skin to breathe. It certainly feels more comfortable, right? And not only that, that's kind of like a byproduct of that, is it boosts your self-esteem. You know, in that sense, a lot. You know, one of the other big things talked about in our society is self-image. And, you know, there's unfortunately so many people who have low self-esteem. And if you can kind of be okay with your body, whether it is truly being naked or just as declothed as possible, you start to get a lot more comfortable with who you are, right? And that will build up your self-esteem. So that's another byproduct. And, you know, by getting better quality sleep, by having more self-esteem, it de-stresses you, it lowers your anxiety. And so that's another big benefit of this. Now, obviously, a lot of this is tied into like sleep, like getting good quality sleep just automatically gets rid of a lot of anxiety and stress and so forth. Not fully, obviously there's other factors, but that does help tremendously. And so, you know, by sleeping in a cool environment, that helps you get the sleep and so forth, right? So these are all things connected together, right? They work in tandem rather than just one, you know, being a lever for everything else. You know, and kind of talking about body image and so forth, by getting better quality of sleep in this way, it helps prevent weight gain. You know, it allows your body to go through what it needs to go through in terms of its digestion system and so forth. Now, kind of a tangential tip to this, but one that I recommend is generally, you know, my rule for myself is don't eat after the sun is down. And the reason why I do this is because, again, the circadian rhythm of our bodies, once it sees that it's dark outside, it kind of signals to the body, okay, time to start shutting down. And so, you know, your stomach's not gonna be working as hard in that way. But, you know, sometimes it's not possible to not eat before it gets dark, especially if it's, you know, sometimes it gets dark pretty early, especially in the winter time. So instead, you know, make sure to really give yourself, I would, you know, scientists say like 3 to 4 hours, you know, 3 hours being like the bare minimum of if eating before you actually go to sleep. So whatever time you're planning on going to sleep, you know, subtract 3 hours, and you know, that should be the cutoff time in terms of when you finished eating. Because again, you don't want your stomach to really be digesting while you sleep, and because that's not going to give you the quality of sleep you need, and that's what's going to kind of ultimately lead to weight gain. And the other aspect, you know, of getting good quality sleep, and you know, as a byproduct of being declothed or naked, you know, that increases your quality of sleep, is that it lowers your risk of heart disease and diabetes, which is, you know, that's a growing risk for a lot of Americans. And so certainly anything to lower that risk is certainly beneficial. So these are just a few of the advantages to quality of sleep, and how you can get quality of sleep is to, you know, the benefits of sleeping naked or as declothed as possible. So that's what I have for you. And I know overall, you know, I try to very much give tips to help creatives, but I think this is important because if you can't get, like, as I said, if you can't get quality of sleep, your mind, you know, it could be stressed. Literally there's studies done. If people don't get the right amount of sleep, if they, you know, have a lack of sleep, then it's no different than being on alcohol or something else, right? Their cognitive functions get impaired. And so it is very important to get quality of sleep. And when you do that, you can tackle your creative projects in the proper way, right? With your full force, with your full energy, both mentally and physically. And that's why this is important to me for creatives. Anyway, thank you for taking the time to tune in. If you have any questions or thoughts of your own, as always, you can comment down below in the comment section or hit me up on social media at @PhilSvitek. Likewise, if you think this episode might be of benefit to somebody, please share it with them. I certainly would appreciate it, and I appreciate you. Thank you, and hope to see you next time.